presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
August 20th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Investors warn of disconnect as markets price in early Fed rate cut. Some traders fear markets underestimate U.S. central bank's determination to stamp out inflation.
New York Times Business.
August 20th, 9 o'clock America, New York. UPS drivers say brutal heat is endangering their lives. As summers have grown hotter, high temperatures inside trucks without air conditioning have also sickened postal carriers and others who deliver America's packages.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 20th, 8 o'clock America, New York, Bob Barrow and David Ricardo. In a comment on my most recent post, co-blogger Scott Sumner makes a good point. Ricardian equivalence should probably be called Barrow equivalence, as the economics profession generally names concepts after their modern rediscoverer.
Global economy.
August 20th, 7:16 America, New York. German central bank chief warns inflation to hit 70-year high. Bundesbank president says surge in energy prices caused by Russia's gas squeeze likely to drive inflation above 10%.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 20th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Heat in Europe is driving up olive oil prices. Hot and dry conditions in Spain, which produces nearly half of the world's olive oil, are expected to hit the country's harvest, pushing up prices and threatening to further stoke food inflation.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 20th, 5:33 America, New York. China's video game makers tap overseas markets. With fewer titles approved and domestic user growth slowing, the giant Tencent and its competitors are looking to expansion abroad.
New York Times Business.
August 20th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Brands grapple with inflation by being more transparent about price increases. As brands grapple with inflation, a new playbook has emerged. Be upfront about price increases and hope that transparency will keep customers loyal.
New York Times Business.
August 20th, 3 o'clock America, New York. How the Find My app became an accidental friendship fixture. Introduced 10 years ago. The app has slowly become a popular way to keep track of friends. But it comes with considerable privacy concerns.
Marginal Revolution.
August 20th, 2:39 America, New York. What should I ask John Adams? Yes, the composer John Adams, not the founding father. I will be doing a conversation with him. Here is his Wikipedia page. He is also an excellent conductor, wrote a thoughtful and substantive autobiography, and much more. He has a premiere of Antony and Cleopatra, a new opera, coming to San Francisco.
Marginal Revolution.
August 20th, 052 America, New York, Virginia test scores and school pandemic closures. The differences were particularly stark in mathematics. Two-thirds of students passed math exams last school year, compared to 82% before the pandemic.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 20th. 001 America, New York. U.S. companies on pace to bring home record number of overseas jobs. After the COVID-19 pandemic upended supply chains, U.S. companies are bringing jobs and processes closer to home.
Global economy.
August 20th, 00 America, New York. Let's call time on tipping. Confusion reigns over what is a reasonable gratuity in an era of opaque salaries.
Daily FX Market News.
August 20th. 00 America, New York. Bitcoin, Ethereum outlook. BTC, USD, ETH, USD weighed down by the Fed. Risk assets sank this week as USD strength rattled markets. Bitcoin and Ethereum surrender August gains. US data and Jackson Hole could drive prices in either direction.
BBC News Business.
August 19th, 2301 America, New York. P&O Ferries won't face criminal action over mass sacking of staff. The insolvency service said there was no likely prospect of conviction, but a civil investigation is ongoing.
BBC News Business.
August 19, 2151 America, New York, rail strikes. Only 20% of rail services expected to run. The sixth one-day strike of the summer will see football fans and festival goers make other travel plans.
Daily FX Market News.
August 19th, 2100 America, New York. Australian dollar outlook bearish amid US dollar surge and China woes. the Australian dollar plummeted against the US dollar as Fed pivot bets waned and China's economic woes darkened. Traders are growing increasingly bearish on AUD.
BBC News Business.
August 19, 2012 America, New York. Train and tube strikes. Salon owner says strikes make it feel like the pandemic. Cancellations and no shows. How industrial action on transport is affecting the hospitality business.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 19, 1602 America, New York. To float or not to float. Munger and Roberts on the unexamined life. We've all been super excited waiting for the release of EconTalk host Russ Roberts' new book, Wild Problems. It's now out, and both I and Russ hope you all choose to read it. How else will you catch the chapter on Bill Belichick? This episode is icing on the cake, as Russ brings back Mike Munger this time to interview him.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 19, 1455 America, New York, Monetary Conflation. In the comment sections to various posts, I see lots of ideas being conflated. Here I'd like to separate out some distinction policy questions. 1. Should the value of the medium of account be stabilized in terms of gold or NGDP? Or should its quantity be fixed? 2.
Marginal Revolution.
August 19, 1431 America, New York. Does government spending boost patriotism? We demonstrate an important complementarity between patriotism and public good provision. After 1933, the New Deal led to an unprecedented expansion of the U.S. federal government's role.
Daily FX Market News.
August 19, 1314 America, New York. Emerging Markets Update. USD, ZAR boosted by U.S. dollar strength. A stronger U.S. dollar has weighed on emerging market currencies, driving USD, ZAR higher. Rand remains in a difficult position ahead of Jackson Hole.